USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A report says emergency responders called for a mass casualty trailer after an Amtrak train derailed in Missouri. The train derailed after it hit a dump truck at a public crossing in the city of Mendon, which is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Social media pictures show several cars on their sides, and there are unconfirmed reports that people are still trapped. The train originated from Los Angeles on its way to Chicago. 8 cars derailed, and there are approximately 240 passengers on board. The world is horrified by Russia's missile strike on a Ukrainian mall. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted. He called it the latest string of atrocities. At least 10 people have died and 40 others injured. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine may be taking a harder toll on Russia than they're leading on. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debts after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed 2 payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918.
Pending home sales are rebounding slightly to snap a 6-month skid. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales also edged up 0.7% in May. Year-over-year transactions fell 13.6%. Gas prices are falling from their all-time high earlier this month. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.89 a gallon today. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 62 points to close at 31,438. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was slapped on the back by an employee at a Staten Island grocery store Sunday night. Giuliani saying he was on his way to the store's restroom when the suspect hit him.
He kept cursing. He wouldn't stop. And he kept menacing and threatening. And I said, well, I think we have to, let's get him arrested. Let's make an example out of him because this is going on too much all around the country.
Giuliani says he believes he was being targeted for being pro-life. Police took the 39-year-old suspect into custody, and he's charged with second-degree assault involving a person over the age of 65. Former President Donald Trump says that California Congressman Kevin McCarthy should have kept nominating Republicans to the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, even though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi didn't approve his initial nominations. Appearing on Fox News, House Minority Leader McCarthy says he believes it wouldn't have changed the makeup of the committee.
Republicans don't have subpoena power, so would anything be different? We wouldn't be allowed in to the hearings. We wouldn't be, to the witnesses when they're investigating. There's no rule that would allow us to even ask questions. Remember what they did on impeachment. They didn't even let Elise ask a question. So it would be exactly the same.
With no big winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, the jackpot for Monday night is worth $346 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.